Last Wednesday, of course, was Ash Wednesday, and we began this season of Lent. Very important time in our liturgy, in our faith, in our faith of journey faithful that we, each one of us, will have. The gospel today reminds me, you know, and usually whenever I read this gospel, this comes to mind, something that happened when I was still a college student in the seminary. We had a kind of an agreement in the seminary that for either lunch or dinner, we were about 20 in the house, seminarians, 20, 25, and whatever was left over in the food, if there was any, because, you know, we were young, in our early 20s, so we ate quite a bit. But whatever was, you know, we could give the place of the city where we lived. Many people just, they knew there was a seminary, was, you know, the house where supposedly holy people were living. So they would come and knock and ring the bell and ask for, you know, for food. And we would give. If we had, you know, whatever we had, we would, you know, make a plate of food and give the person. There were people who we see just once and they would never show up again. And then we had the regulars. You know, they would come sometimes for breakfast, sometimes for lunch, sometimes for dinner. I think, but they would come, and there was this guy that quite often he would come and of course he smelled heavily, he smelled liquor. So he had been drinking probably the whole day or something. And, you know, I and, you know, we question ourselves, why do you still give food? You know, he has money for his liquor. Why then we have to give him food? Anyway, he knocked the door that day, and every week we have the assignment of being the porter. So I was the one who was answering the bell and the phone. At that time there was no cell phone that you want. No, you still had to go to the phone in the house and answer it. So I went to the door, and there was this friend of ours there. And he was really, really, you know, that day I think he had drunk all he could drink. And then he said, "Do you have any food?" he asked. And I told him, "You know, you come here almost every day. Why don't you buy food instead of buying liquor?" And he stopped there, you know, and he looked at me and said, "Don't you know?" I said, "Why don't you buy bread?" That was the word that I used. "Why don't you buy bread instead of buying liquor?" And he said, "Don't you know that man does not live on bread alone?" And I think I was defeated on that. So I went inside, I get the food, and I gave him. I never questioned him again. But you know, sometimes if we, you know, be careful what you ask for, you know, you're going to get it. And that's what happened. Today's reading, you know, the first reading, of course, talking about sometimes we call the fall or the scene of, you know, our first, you know, parents, you know, Adam, Eve, that God had given them everything, even a beautiful garden. Even though I don't imagine much of heaven with a garden. Those of us who have allergies, you know, that wouldn't be much of a heaven if you have, you know, if you're in the middle of so much. So that beautiful place where they could stay, yet they felt that was not enough. They were tempted maybe to accomplish something more or to have all the wisdom that they wish they could have and say, well, so they did not obey. They did not trust God. Then we see also St. Paul in the second reading, writing to the Romans and saying, you know, sin came into the world to these, to Adam and Eve, for a man. Interesting that he says that was a man, He does not mention Eve, but he says, through a man, sin came into the world. But also to one, sin was wiped away through Jesus. And that's what we saw in the gospel, you know, just after Jesus had been baptized. And, you know, this is my beloved son. And then he goes at the beginning, what we call his ministry. And 40 days and 40 nights he was in the desert. Of course, 40 days and 40 nights, you know, reminds us of so many things that we find in the gospel or in the scriptures. You know, there are 40 years. You know, the number 40, it appears quite often. 40 years the people walked through the desert from when they were freed from Egypt, from slavery in Egypt, toward the promised land. 40 days Moses was in the Sinai mountain before he received the commandments. 40 days and 40 nights was rain, the great flood, Noah and his ark. So it is a number that, and there are others, example in the scriptures. It basically will represent, it is a time that a change, some conversion can happen. That we can see that we can go from point A to point B, and we can get there and say, wow, we did some walk, we did some journey in this. Yet Jesus did not need conversion. And again, in the gospel, we heard that the tempter, the devil, came and drive him away from his mission. Jesus was about to start preaching, about the kingdom of God. And here's the devil telling him, you know, you can get many things. If you're the Son of God, don't worry about the salvation of these people. Don't worry about that. You can be so powerful. It's like saying, you can do the miracles and people will just clap and applaud you. They will make you king easily, as we can find in the gospel later on, that people wanted to make Jesus a king and he just walked through the crowd and went away because they could not understand his message. That was not about what he came to do. He came to open the way for each one of us to salvation. So as we begin in this time of Lent, that we are called to be a time of prayer, hopefully a time of some reading, spiritual reading, some meditation, some time of, you know, the little sacrifices that we choose at this time. All of this should help us, you know, a time of charity, should help us to evaluate our own lives. But again, if in so many ways we are like, you know, Adam and Eve, who, even though we know the right path, we can choose the other option that will not bring happiness, that will not bring fulfillment in our lives. Instead, will make us become empty and always longing and desiring for more. Even though we know the right path, many times we avoid it. But then again, we have Jesus' example showing, yes, it is possible. Jesus in his humanity, even though we say, well, he was human, but he was the Son of God. So it was easy for him, you know, to talk to the devil like that. I believe it could not have been that easy. Because the promises were great. I'll give you all the kingdoms of the earth. You know, you're hungry. Make the stones become bread. And you'll never be hurt. Doesn't matter if you throw yourself from, you know, the highest part of the temple. Yet Jesus didn't buy that story. said, no, I don't believe you. You know, you were quoting the scriptures. Even the devil knew the scriptures. He was quoting them, but not for good. He said, you were telling that, but you're not telling the whole thing. There's more to that. There is trust in God. And there's trust that his mission should not be cut short. I believe this time of Lent is a time for us to face that as well. That the many temptations that we have in life, and every time that you set up before you, so I'm going to do something good. Of course, the very next moment, there will be an opportunity for you to be away from that. Oh, I'm not going to eat chocolate. Next moment, there's somebody giving you a beautiful gift, a box of chocolate, that you'll be tempted to keep closed until Easter Sunday. Now, that's a very silly example, just to show that, you know, whenever we try to walk in the right path, there will be many attacks from everywhere, in small and in big things. But let us stay there. Jesus has shown us, you know, let us do like Jesus did. Get away, Satan. Let's not welcome. Let us not give a chance. Let us walk with God, especially in this time. And we will see the rewards, which will bring peace, happiness, joy into our hearts.